Hello, creeps. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And thanks for listening to 8-Bit Geek.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Horror Fest. That's right. It's 2021. We're back, baby, in the horror. Yeah. I didn't work out.
What are you talking about? We're back. We did this last year. You didn't.
Well, that's why I'm saying we. It's the full force of the Death Star.
What? Wait, why are we the bad guys?
Yeah. Why are we space Nazis?
This is not how I envisioned Horror Fest starting.
Did Sean write this intro too?
Thanks, intern Sean.
Shit. Yeah, so 8-Bit Horror Fest, we're back, man. It's another year. We're doing it, and we're doing something special this year, you know? Something special, unlike every other year. We're watching movies.
We're watching movies, but not only are we watching, like, you know, spooky, spoopy Halloween movies. This year, there's a little added flavor to the movies.
God, yes. Probably the greatest. We're featuring probably the greatest actor of all time.
That's right. It's the one and only. It's the spiciest of the spices. It's fucking Nick Cage.
Or as in England, they call him Nicolas Cage.
Or if it's that accent that he was doing in that movie we watched the other night, it would be Nicolas Cage. I'm from Philadelphia, and then I moved to New York.
Yeah.
Worst accent. So fucking bad.
You're getting a month full of Nicolas Cage horror films. We started things off with probably what we should have ended it with, because this is... This is going to be very difficult to top.
And yeah. This is like peak Nick Cage. Yeah, like, this is there are memes and GIFs from this movie because of just how Nick Cage it is.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Vampire's Kiss. And it should have been called Chef's Kiss, because the movie was damn near perfect.
If you're into that kind of style of just watching Nick Cage freak out over everything.
No, Kev, you're misunderstanding. You can't go into a Nicolas Cage movie with the same parameters of ratings that you would like any other movie. Nicolas Cage gets his own level, his own kind of tier of judging and ratings. And so, You gotta go in with that. And for this, I mean, whew, knock it out of the park. Call it a day.
You could have just stopped making movies after this.
Yeah.
If we're grading on a Nick Cage scale, then yeah, this is definitely top tier. This is S tier Nick Cage right here.
Yeah. Yep. This is like I said, we shouldn't have started with this one. But who knew? Have you guys ever seen this movie or no?
Well, Kev said he had. I remember we were talking about before, and Kev's like, I watched this movie with my mom and I didn't know what was going on then, so I probably won't know what's going on now. I just told everything he was going to say. None of us had watched it.
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah, I know. That's a good accent and everything. I thought you were playing a recording.
Well, that's just to say, like,
You watched it when you were like...
No, because even if he says he did, no, that was 40 years ago.
It was so long ago. It was on VHS. We'll just say it's that long ago.
The movie's not even 40 years old, but it was 40 years ago when he watched it.
It was 40 years ago. We watched it when he was 7.
Wow. Damn, I'm getting older by the minute here.
It was 50 years ago now when he was... 7. He was still 7. He was still 7 at the time when he watched.
Still 7. But he just stayed at 7. Years.
It was so. Yeah, we decided to do this the movies in order in which they were released. So we started with one of his early movies, 1988's Vampire's Kiss. And
can we? Okay, first, let's get it out of the way real quick. Even though this movie is Nick Cage perfect, it is not 2021 perfect.
Oh, no.
No.
The movie is very problematic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, to be fair, unlike other movies where you have like this bad guy that you're kind of focused on, because his character is a bad person, mm-hmm. like at no point are you really ever rooting for him.
Oh, no, for sure.
So there's times when he like is admitting to like things that he's done. It just kind of a, he's going, I mean, the dude's going, it's a whole thing, but like, yeah, we're like, oh my God, you can't do that. But also it's like the character's like going crazy. So it's not like you're like, yeah, man, fucking you fuck her up. You're like, oh my God, dude, Jesus Christ.
Also in 1988, this was probably behavior that was seen through a lot of the male figures in actual businesses and shit like that. So, you know, the actions that he was doing was commonplace.
Minus, typical Wall Street.
Minus raping and murder. Well, no, there's murder.
Typical Wall Street.
Yeah, typical Wall Street. Yeah, you're right. You're right, yeah. So,
yeah.
I got to get it out of the way. I really enjoyed the film, but I was disappointed by the fact. Oh, yeah. And spoilies. You're going to get spoiled here.
Yeah. Should we talk about a little bit about the premise of the movie before we get too far yes. into what we're going to talk about? Just because I don't want you to say something and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, this is what happens.
No. I say well, we just.
Here's the quick route to one sentence. Here's the synopsis of the movie.
Okay.
After an encounter with a neck biter, a publishing executive thinks that he's turning into a vampire.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's all you need. That's all you need. Okay. Need. So, Nick Cage is a publishing executive who talks in a weird, awkward British accent when he's not even British. And he gets bitten by a vampire, maybe. And then we watch him maybe turn into a vampire, maybe.
And it takes place. It's set, the biggest co-star is New York. It takes place mm-hmm. in New York City. And, you know, there's a lot of things that happen in the background in this movie where I was like, this is just stupid. And then I kept having to remind myself, nope, that's just New York City.
Just New York in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So what'd you guys think overall?
It was a bizarre, weird, over the top movie. And again, it was just, it's peak Nick Cage. I mean, like when you think about the rest of his movies and his career, like they almost all stem from this performance mm-hmm. somehow. Like,
is this one of his first?
It's not his first, but it's very early in his career. I think the only other movie that he really had that was worth a damn before this was Raising Arizona.
Yeah. And then he did like some extra work. He was in something big as like an extra though.
You got to scroll.
Yeah, he was in Fast Time at Ridgemont High.
That's what it was. Yeah.
You have to scroll on as his IMDb. Brad's friend. You have to scroll on his IMDb for like 15 pages to get to his early career.
In the last 10 years, he's done like 1,000 movies.
Okay. So, holy crap. He's done a lot before that. Okay. So he did Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Valley Girl.
Yeah, but it was background character.
Okay. Valley Girl, Rumblefish, Racing with the Moon, The Cotton Club, Birdie, The Boy in Blue. None of these are ringing any bells. Peggy Sue Got Married.
I remember that.
Raising Arizona.
That was a good
Moonstruck,
one.
Moonstruck, and then Vampire's Kiss.
Yeah. So you know, two like pretty big movies.
You know what?
Back to back. And then,
and then Vampire's Kiss.
It's funny is like having such a big hit like Raising Arizona, and then like nowadays if you do a Vampire's Kiss movie, that's the end of your career.
Well, yeah. And apparently like his agents didn't want him to do it for that very reason. They're like, bud, you know, you just did Raising Arizona and Moonstruck. We're like, you know, you can't. No,
don't do it.
Go back. And he was like, no, I want to do this movie. It looks like fun. It looks like a lot of fun.
You go. Kev, what'd you think of the movie?
No, I mean, I'm with you guys on it. It was very strange. Peak Nick Cage, as we've said many times already. It was, man, I couldn't picture anyone else doing this movie, I guess, if there was a Vampire's Kiss without Nick Cage. Now you said like people are telling him to turn it down. Like who could
apparently they wanted to get Dennis Quaid to do it. And I guess he was up for it and then he couldn't do it or something. And so Nick Cage went for it.
Weird. Dennis Quaid would have been, Yeah, Dennis Quaid, that's a strange one.
That's the normal one, right?
Yeah, if it would have been Randy Quaid, that would have made him a little bit more believable. But yeah, no, I like the movie. Like I said, there was just so many moments that just went right off. Like, I think they just, like, I wonder how much of it was scripted and how much of it where they were just like, just film and just let him fucking improv his fucking way. Because he goes through so many, like, screaming matches and so many, like, just freak out sessions that it's like, man, he's this guy's not right in the head for real.
Yeah.
And like the way he treats so his secretary, which is played by Maria Cochita Alonso, I feel so bad for her. She gets so like, but I feel like a lot of those scenes had to have been improv because like the way he reacts to everything she does, like it's how can you put that on paper? You know?
Yeah.
It's just wild stuff.
We were talking earlier today because we watched the movie the other night. We watched it with Caleb and Brendan and Daniel and like a whole group. And we were just talking about the scene specifically where his therapist is like, well, maybe that file just got misfiled. And he was like, how do you misfile things? It's an alphabetical order. You know, it goes A, B, C, D. Yeah. And then, like, we were like, in the script, that's probably where it stopped. And then he just kept going. He went through the whole fucking alphabet. Yeah. And there's times where she tries to get a line in, and he just interrupts her again and just keeps going. It was like, that's a scene that had to have been, like, it was in the script. But that wasn't in the script. You know what I mean? Like, how it played out in the end.
It's like, man, how crazy were offices in the 80s to where stuff like that could have happened, where you just see a guy chasing his secretary through the cubicles and like everyone's just like, oh, normal Tuesday.
Oh, there goes Pete again.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie was absolutely bonkers. And that's saying something because we watched another Nick Cage movie that we refused to put on this show.
Yeah, I think we talked about it a little bit on our on Monday show of this week, and it was Prisoners of the Ghostland, because it was billed as a sci-fi horror film, and it was just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It was nonsensical. Dumb.
I guess we won't do that, but
The font was dot, dot, dot. It said sci-fi horrible is what we didn't catch.
Oh, my bad. That's on me.
Okay. That's Doug's fault.
You know what? We didn't review it because we all watched it and went, "Oh my god!" The only thing that was memorable from that movie is when his testicle blows up and then he pulls it out of his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers, but like I promise you, like,
or when he chooses one vehicle over another and one person of us couldn't get it. But that was more meta than it was a movie at that point.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But back to this one.
So, it's interesting. Doug, you let us know a fun movie fact about this is that, what's his name? Batman himself.
Oh,
yeah. Keith.
What's his name?
Oh,
Christian Bale. Based
his
American Psycho,
Patrick Bateman. Yeah.
Off of this, of Nick Cage's character in this movie, and watching this and like, in knowing American Psycho, like it's like, oh yeah, totally. Absolutely. Like this is a more ramped up version of that, but it's essentially the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Like when he first brings that woman home to his apartment, that's the first thing. It was like, oh yeah, here's an American Psycho moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It was definitely something that, you know, like halfway through the movie, I was like, is this movie about vampires or is this just a movie about the relationship between this man and his secretary? I was just like, what is happening? Why, where are we going to get the vampires? We had a theory. B had a great theory, but we never knew if it played out like that because the movie ended without us ever knowing what the fuck happened. which is a little sad. I guess you just leave it up to your own imagination. But B suggested in the
beginning. What was his theory? Go ahead.
So a bat came into the apartment where Nicolas Cage's character was with a date. And it didn't show the bat biting anything or anyone, but Nicolas Cage was in there by himself for a little while trying to fight off this bat. B thinks that he got bit by the bat and got rabies and then started going insane throughout the whole movie and thinking that he got bit by a vampire.
Yeah. I have on my notes, like my first, here are my first, like, here's my first, like, five. Okay. Cage with the weird accent. Number one. Two. Bat on a string. Because you could see the fucking string. It was fucking terrible. And then ha 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 after the bat. I don't know if you guys remember that. Like, they left the apartment and he's like running out and he's like, ha 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 ha. Taxi.
I have that in my notes under Nick Cage's laugh, LMAO. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Cage is telling his therapist about the bat. Nick Cage fucks a vampire. Those are my first like five notes, like lines of my notes.
Yeah. So this go ahead, Kev. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was going to say this is definitely a film that was filmed in the 80s and they had no intention of ever showing a high definition version of it. Cause there was a lot of things like that string that they included or the vampire with like the obvious pasties kind of like going on. Like there's a lot of like, you know, so she can cover up. So, but you know, usually you would mask that a lot easier in like 480i or whatever the standard definition was back in the 80s.
But this still played in movie theaters and movie theaters were still playing film reels. So this is, you know, it'd still be noticeable even in a movie theater.
I didn't see it in the movie theater. So.
No, definitely on your VHS and early DVD copies. Absolutely. You probably wouldn't notice, but in the, I would think in the original like theatrical run of it, it would be pretty decent definition because it's film versus, but what's interesting, cause they had his girlfriend at the beginning of the movie, Jackie or whatever her name was. Mm-hmm. And she's only in it for just a little bit. She's not a huge character in the movie, but like that's when the bat breaks in. I say it's his girlfriend. It's the girl that we see him. We meet him with first. Mm-hmm. And the bat breaks in and she wasn't wearing pasties and her boobs were all over the place. So I get like maybe that the other actress had a thing where it's like, no, I'm not getting topless. I'll do this though. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I did find that like, but why are her boobs out? She was in the movie for 5 minutes. And also there's a scene where she is feeding on Nick Cage, the vampire. And then we cut to like him, like, oh my God, I think I had an experience with a vampire. And then she comes back and it's just the same footage again.
Yeah, they reused it.
Very like The Room vibes. Mm-hmm.
They gave us The Room. Yeah. That's where Tommy Wiseau got his inspiration, which makes a lot more sense, really. Like in the grand scheme of things.
Oh yeah. You know what? His character, whatever his character's not, what was his character's name?
His character's name in the room.
Johnny.
Yeah. So Johnny is just a continuation of Nick Cage's character in this movie. He just moved to San Francisco.
Oh.
It explains the weird accent.
Very much so.
See if you can nail. So who can come closest to that accent? Let's see. Hold on. Let me try to play the trailer a little bit and see if his voice is in it, because then we can cue it. Okay, here we go.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Looking for an extraordinary love.
I'm Peter Lowe.
I'm Peter Lowe. I'm
Peter Lowe.
Peter Lowe.
I'm Peter Lowe. Get in the car.
Yeah.
I got you a taxi.
And they said that the reason for the accent was that like it was Peter's way of trying to impress people to have this like kind of British elegant sounding accent. But one, it's Nick Cage, so it sounds like shit. But then two, and then like it also just comes and goes in the movie. But like I read that and I was like, no, Nick Cage wanted to do an accent and he sucked at it. So you wrote this, you guys are just telling us this to like write it into his backstory afterwards, but no. Like, no.
I paid that was
not part of the character.
I paid $55 for this cab. It was so bad. It was so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
He thinks he's been bit by a vampire. He is like mad that his assistant hasn't found a contract for a customer of theirs.
An which old
my customer. Favorite thing is that like he is like, you know, he's gonna take his business elsewhere. You know, he's so mad that we can't find it. Oh, here he is on the line. Like, here he's gonna chew my ass out, and you're gonna sit here and you're gonna watch while he yells at me. Hey, Donald, or whatever dude's name was. And he was like, hey, man. Hey, Pete. Hey, I know you haven't found that file yet. No worries about it. Not a big rush. I'm moving anyways, so it's okay if it's a couple of days late. Absolutely no rush, bud. Just take your time. I understand. All right. So how you doing, man? So fucking funny. This dude doesn't give a shit, but he just, like, would not let it go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, then it becomes this weird thing of, like, why are you obsessed with this? Because it never made any like indication that he was like obsessed with her or anything.
Right. But no, I mean,
he's bossing around.
I don't know. There was a lot of inappropriate touching though. And then at the end, there was a scene where it's like, boy. But I mean, yeah, they didn't do a lot of like backstory or anything like that to where you would think that he's into her.
Yeah.
He's just a crazy boss. We've all had those.
Yeah, but not like that. At least not me.
I've had one like that.
God.
Yeah. It was absolutely the worst experience that I've ever had with a boss. She was the worst. She'd verbally abuse and she tried to get me to fire people that were great workers, and she told me to quit every day. She was like, just quit. Why don't you just quit? Why don't you quit, piece of shit? And
wow.
Yeah, she would, it would literally be like that. So yeah, they exist. And I went to HR and they fired me the same day. Right to work state.
Oh, that sucks.
So, you know, I could have sued and definitely would have won. But I just didn't have the resources. But yeah, this is terrible. So I can relate. But she never wanted to bite my neck, which was weird.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of the movie is just kind of this back and forth between him and the assistant of him, like, I don't know, like going crazy about this file that she's not finding and harassing her about not finding it, but then also like going back on it to her and like being like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But then like, I paid for this taxi. Exactly. Like you said earlier. Yeah. To the point where like he attacks her and stuff. And then he's just like full blown. Like I'm a vampire now. Goes to a club, goes and buys like the like plastic Halloween teeth and like wears them around.
Because he couldn't afford the expensive ones.
Yeah.
Which they were like, what, $20 or something like that?
He ate a cockroach.
Oh, yeah.
He did eat a cockroach, which again was apparently Nick Cage's idea.
He ate
very Nick Cage.
Bird.
He did eat the bird.
And the thing is, the funny part is that he got sick after all these things and like, I'm a vampire.
Yeah, he attacks that one woman in the nightclub and like, I guess drinks her blood and then proceeds to just puke all over the place constantly. And I was like, yeah, bud, your body's not meant to digest blood.
Idiot. Mm-hmm.
Your body's literally telling you like, ooh, no, thank you. Ooh, 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 no, 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 no. Yeah, I'm kind of with B. I think he had rabies. We just never got to that part in the movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wish that they would have explained it at the end, but they didn't. But that's okay. That's all right. I mean, it. You know, I kind of like movies that leave you wanting more. But, do we, on a Nicolas Cage scale, do we go 1 to 5 or do we go 1 to 10? Or do we just go, like 0 to 100? Like, how do we rate Nicolas Cage? No one has. Man, no one knows.
No one knows. Yeah. I say we. Oh, geez, this is tough. Because, okay, here's the thing we can all agree on. We know the four movies we're doing this month. It's not going to get any better. There's right. There's no way. There is no way it's going to get any better. So, like, I think if we're on our Nick Cage scale, this is like 10 out of 10 perfect Cage, right? But, like, if we're talking about, like, movie, like, maybe we don't base the movie on the Nick Cage scale.
Okay, so we have two different scales. We have a Nick Cage scale and a movie scale.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the first time for us. Let's do it.
So let's keep it easy. Let's just do 5 out of 5 on both Cage. How cagey was Cage in this movie?
Right.
And then how good was the movie?
Okay.
Because Nick Cage could be very Nick Cage, but the movie could still suck.
Right.
A la Prisoners of the Ghostland.
Okay.
5 out of 5 on the Cage.
That's fair.
0 out of 5 on the movie.
Okay. So Vampire's Kiss, I'll start things off. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 Cage. Definitely top Cage movie.
Agreed.
I'm going to give it 4 bats on a string out of 5.
I think I'm going to give it 4 false vampire teeth out of 5
and a 5 out of 5 Nicolas Cage.
Oh, 5 out of 5 on Cage. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
All right. Yeah. 5 out of 5 on Cage. Of course. I mean, it's, if I can give him a 6, I would. And then I got to give this like the movie itself, I got to go with a 3 out of 5 staring Nick Cage faces.
All right. Fair enough.
The meme.
The meme.
Yeah. I don't know where people can go stream this at. We happen to.
It is on Prime. It's on Prime Video.
Is it free on Prime?
Included with Prime.
There you go. Amazon nice. Prime. Please go watch it. Like, you have to experience this movie for yourself.
Yes, you do. You really do.
It is. I was on a Discord chat, a call earlier today, with Ryan, our good friend Ryan, who's currently visiting Denver, and he's with some of his friends, and we were talking about it, just Ryan and I. And his friends in the background overheard us talking about the movie, and they were like, "Hey, bye, say day." Like, <it's>, so when you know, you know. Like, we go watch the movie, enjoy the movie, and just I'm telling you, I was so fucking shocked. I honest to God, after watching Prisoners of Ghostland, I was like, did I make a mistake by suggesting the Nick Cage thought? Like, oh no, did I fuck up? Is this going to be the impossible task? But like, after this, my hopes are reborn. And oh, yeah. I know we've got some shitters coming up, but like, I'm in it now. I'm in it.
Yep. Okay. Man. Speaking of, what can the folks look forward to next week? What movie are we going to watch? So that way they can watch it with us and compare notes.
Oh boy. Do we have just a stinker in line for next week? I don't remember what year it came out. Give me 1 second while I look. It is a remake of a classic horror film. Takes place on an island. There are people there that are a part of a cult. Come on, what year did this fucking movie come out? Not too long ago.
Is it?
Well, it was. It's like 15 years ago. 15 years ago. It's 2006 is The Wicker Man.
Oh, The Wicker Man. Okay. Right. Well,
it's a sheriff investigating the disappearance of a young girl from a small island discovers there's a larger mystery to solve among the island's secretive neo-pagan community. The original movie, phenomenal. This movie, but we'll get there next week.
Yeah. It got a meta score of 36.
Oof. Yeah, it got a 3.7 on IMDb, which I will say, Vampire's Kiss, 6 out of 10.
Tell you. All right. So that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed, and we look forward to talking to you guys next week and letting you know what we think. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.